From the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. As many of you know, my family and I, we just returned from a week of vacation. We went down to the shore, and we had a very good time. The weather was wonderful, the water was warm, the waves were fun. We ate a lot of good food, and we went with my mother and father-in-law and my wife's brother and his family, so the kids got to you know, see their cousins and enjoy the week with their cousins, and we went down to the boardwalk a few times. So all in all, it was a very, very good vacation. But you know, at the end of the week, even though it didn't seem quite long enough, there was a part of me saying, I can't wait to get home. Because as good as it was, there were some downsides too. Like, I didn't sleep well all week. The bed wasn't as big as we're used to. The sheets weren't as soft. The mat was a little harder than I would like. I got up in the middle of the night to go get a drink of water, and as I'm crossing the room, I cracked my foot into something, and then I reached up into the cupboard to grab a cup, and it wasn't the cups, it was the plates. You know, at home, you just kind of sleepwalk through that, don't you? But when you're in a strange place, it's all different. So after a week of this, like Dorothy said, there's no place like home. When it comes to a place of rest and relaxation and comfort, there's no chair like your own chair, right? There's no bed like your own bed. And there's no bathroom like your own bathroom. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yes. So when I read David saying, I'm talking about home, I can relate. But David's not talking about his palace. He's talking about his home. He's talking about the house of God. Let me just veer off the subject just for a moment. But if you could ask God for one thing and one thing only, what would it be? This is audience participation here. One thing only. What would it be? Everlasting life. What? Peace. Love. Health. Yeah, and these are all wonderful things to ask for, and I would say go for it, okay? But when we read the psalm this morning as it was read, what was the one thing? Do you remember what David wanted? The one thing David wanted? David said, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I want, just one, this one thing. I want to live in the house of the Lord my whole life long." The one thing. David knew that when it came to rest and a place to put your soul in, there was no place like home. And this home wasn't built by hands, but it was eternal in the heavens. Now notice, David didn't want to just stop by to chat. He didn't want to stop by for coffee. He didn't even want to stay a few days in vacation. No, David wanted to move in. He wanted to stay. He wanted a room of his own. He said, "One thing I want. I want to live in the house of the Lord forever." David knew that even one day in the house of God was better than 1,000 at the best Sandals Beach Resort. But is he singing about a physical house with a roof and windows and four walls and a door that he can go in and out of? No. God does not live in a temple built by hands. When David sings that he wants to live in the house of the Lord forever, he's saying he longs to be in the presence of God. Wherever God is, that's where David wants to be. That's where David wants to live. And he didn't say, "I want to live my eternal days in the house of the Lord." He said, "I want to live all of my life," meaning the days we have here on earth. I mean, how many of you would like to live in the house of the Lord? How many of you want to do it today? No. Yeah, we're enjoying this part of life, right? But you see, You can do both. You can do both. At any given time, in any given place, you are but a step away from the house of God. When Jesus came to earth, he ushered in his kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God, it is at hand. And although it isn't complete and won't be fulfilled until Jesus returns, it is now, my friends. And therefore, we can experience the kingdom now. We can live in the house of God now. For God's house is himself. Many people only think that God is this far-off deity who spun up creation and let it go. We tend to think of God as someone to be praised and thought of and sung to. But how often do we think of God as a place to live? You know, we think of God as someone who's watching over us and providing us from, you know, from a distance. But do we ever think of God as a place that we sleep, a place that we rest, a place that we live? But that's what God wants. God wants to be your dwelling place. As Acts 17:28 said, God wants to be the one in whom we live and move and have our very being. In John 14:23, Jesus said, if my people love me, they will obey my commands. My Father will love them, and we will come to them, and we will make our home with them. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, God wants to be our home. He wants us to live with him. So even as Jesus left to go prepare a place for us in his Father's house, we can live in that place even now. For God lives in us, and we live in God. Unfortunately, for many people, God is just a weekend getaway. He's a Sunday bungalow or a place to vacation. And unfortunately, for even more, he's a retirement home. They don't want to visit God until they're old and need a place to live. But God wants to be our home now. When we get up in the morning and we go to work or we go to wherever we're going, God wants to be the place that we come home to, where we lay our head. And we can go home at any time. When you're stuck in traffic, and maybe you're anxious, you're nervous, you're angry or whatever, step into God's chapel just for prayer. When things are tough and you feel like you're going to crumble, and you just don't know what to do, you feel like you could fall at any time, lean on God's walls. They're strong. When you're hurt and you feel betrayed, just take a seat on God's couch and receive his comfort. Remember, God's house isn't made with brick and mortar, but it's spiritual and it's everywhere. And God wants you to live there. And in God's house, you can sit in a chair that was made just for you. When you walk through God's house and you look at his hallways and in his living room and you gaze at all the photographs that are on the wall, you'll find yours hanging there. If you sit on God's couch and you go through his scrapbook or photo albums, you will find your life laid out there. You know, while I was on vacation, I spent some time in God's house. Family is great, but you all know family can get on your nerves, right? And there were some times where I just needed to go to God's gym and do work out a little bit, work some things out. You know, there have been times when I've been on vacation where, and because I'm just like you, I have my own problems, my own sins, my own temptations, but there have been times where God's had to take me out behind his woodshed to remind me of my behavior. As I was thinking about what I would present to you this morning and how I would do that, and I had my sermon with me, and I went to God's study where I was able to just find a quiet place and read and think and pray. And on Thursday night, I just needed to relax. So I sat on God's front porch swing. And luckily, it looked out upon the ocean. And I was able to swing back and forth to the rhythm of the waves. But you know, you don't need to go to the beach. You don't need to go to a cabin to find God's house. Sometimes it helps to get away. It helps our eyes and our hearts to see past the routine things in our lives. But God's house is all around us, and it's open all the time. You can go in anytime. And you know what? You just walk in. It's like going to your parents' house. You don't knock. You just open the door and you say, "I'm home." And you know what? God's there to say, "Welcome. Sit down. Let's talk." My friends, when was the last time you spent time in the house of the Lord? And I don't mean this one built by hands, but the one eternal in the heavens. I want to encourage you, do that soon. For time spent in the house of the Lord is time spent with God. And time spent with God is good for the soul. Amen? Amen.